Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Election Commission to publish final electoral roll today ahead of Bihar Assembly polls. India welcomes United States' plan to end Gaza conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi terms it viable pathway to peace. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says interoperability and jointness of Indian armed forces played a pivotal role during Operation Sindoor. CDS General Anil Chauhan calls for preparedness against bio threats and radioactive contamination from nuclear weapons. Durga Ashtami being celebrated today. Death toll from Typhoon Bualoi in Vietnam rises to 19. And ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 begins in Guwahati, India to face Sri Lanka in opening match. The final electoral roll for the Bihar Assembly elections will be published today. The Election Commission will release it online this afternoon. According to the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, physical copies of the electoral roll will be made available with all district election officers cum district magistrates. The final roll will also be provided to all recognized national and state level political parties. Following the SIR campaign, the draft electoral roll was published on the 1st of August this year. A report.
The draft electoral roll was published on 1st August this year after the special intensive revision. It included the names of more than 7 crore 24 lakh voters. In the 2024 Lok Sabha elections, the numbers of voters in Bihar was 7 crore 89 lakh. Later, during the special intensive revision drive, the names of 65 lakh voters who were deceased, had shifted to other places or had duplicate entries were removed. During the claims and objections process, over 36,000 voters filed claims to add their names, while 2,17,000 voters submitted applications for deletion of names. The Congress Rashtriya Janata Dal led Grand Alliance parties opposed the removal of voters' names from the electoral roll and staged protests at several places. However, the number of claims and objections filed by these opposition parties remained very small. Even their booth-level political agents did not come forward to support their claims. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
India has welcomed the United States President Donald Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that it provides a viable pathway to long-term and sustainable peace, security and development for the Palestinian and Israeli people, as well as for the larger West Asian region. The Prime Minister expressed hope that all stakeholders will come together behind President Trump's initiative and support this effort to end conflict and secure peace. Israeli Ambassador to India Reuven Azar has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for backing the US-led peace plan aimed at ending the conflict in Gaza. Addressing a press conference today in New Delhi, Azar described the development as historic. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasised that interoperability and jointness among the Indian Armed Forces has become operational necessities in today's time. The minister said this while addressing the Tri-Services Seminar on Fostering Greater Jointness, Synergy through Shared Learning in New Delhi today. Mr. Singh underlined that threats have become far more complex in the 21st century. He said land, sea, air, space and cyberspace are all deeply interconnected. He further said that during Operation Sindoor, India demonstrated a remarkable display of jointness in its air defence, which proved to be decisive. He added that the Indian Army is considered one of the best in the world and their values and approach are also praised worldwide.
Our army is considered as one of the best in the world and their values and their approach is also praised globally. And this service of ours has a glorious tradition of its own. And along with tradition, I believe this has also been our identity. Additionally, their operational techniques, tactics and procedures have also developed through decades of experience.
Mr. Singh highlighted that during this operation, the Indian Air Force's integrated air command and control system seamlessly integrated with the Indian Army's Akash Tir and the Indian Navy's Trigun that formed the fundamental basis of this success.
In today's era of integrated operations, it becomes essential that these systems are seamlessly linked with each other. It is quite obvious that if our inspection and safety standards remain separate, it will naturally lead to confusion in difficult times. In such a situation, decision making will slow down, that even a small technical error can create a cascading effect.
Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today called for preparedness against bio threats and radio contamination from nuclear weapons for the future. Addressing the scientific session on the 100th raising day of the military nursing service in New Delhi, he said that bio threats are likely to increase in the post-COVID pandemic era and called for defence preparedness against them. General Chauhan also reiterated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call for an undeterred India against nuclear threats and highlighted the need for training against radiological contamination.
Nuclear weapons in our context is very, very low, but it would be prudent to take this into a security calculus. Radiological contamination requires different protocol for treatment and must be part of our training. Preparedness against nuclear contributes to our deterrence against its use, and I think that's important.
Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh has said that India has undertaken a series of transformative and inclusive initiatives to ensure food security, improve nutritional outcomes, strengthen livelihoods and eradicate poverty. Addressing the second global conference on sustainable livestock transformation at the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome, he highlighted India's farmer-centric initiatives, innovations and transformations that are driving inclusive growth in the livestock and dairy sector in the country. The minister credited India's livestock progress to people-centric policies, global cooperation and the resilience of smallholder farmers.
Excellencies, we are committed to making our livestock sector more sustainable, inclusive and resilient. Ensuring it continues to improve farmer incomes, support livelihoods, enhance nutritional security and promote environmental sustainability.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in the special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government is empowering India's youth and helping the nation become a knowledge superpower through reforms in the education sector.
In the last 11 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government has worked with full dedication to empower the youth by providing quality education, modern skills, employment and required support to become successful entrepreneurs. During the period, India has made rapid progress in strengthening its education system from schools to universities. Initiatives like Nipun Bharat Mission, PM Shri Scheme, National Curriculum Framework and National Credit Framework promote flexibility, multidisciplinarity and internationalization of education. Major reforms and expansions of institutions like IITs, IIMs and AIIMS reflect the government's strong commitment to providing quality and future-ready education for all. In July 2020, the government came out with National Education Policy with the aim of bringing various reforms in school education and higher education, including technical education. Addressing the YUGM conclave in New Delhi on the 29th of April this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that the government is modernizing the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century.
Desh mein nayi national education policy lai gayi hai. Ise shiksha ke global standards ko dhyan mein rakhkar tayar kiya gaya hai. नई एजुकेशन पॉलिसी आने के बाद हम भारतीय एजुकेशन सिस्टम में बड़ा बदलाव भी देख रहे हैं.
With the government's efforts, the number of higher education institutions, including universities and colleges, has increased from over 51,000 in 2014-15 to more than 70,000 this year. The medical education has also got a boost. Since 2014, the number of AIIMS institutions has increased from 7 to 23, while the number of medical colleges has surged from 387 to over 2,000, offering around 2 lakh medical seats. With these efforts, India is turning its young population into a driving force for a strong and developed nation.
GST Bachat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. Today we present a report on GST cut in building materials.
In a major relief for households, the government has taken an important step to ease the burden on the common man by lowering the GST on building materials including cement, marble and granite. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has slashed the tax rate on marbles and granite from 12% to 5%. The reduction in GST will substantially lower overall construction costs, making housing and infrastructure project more affordable. Similarly, the GST on cement has also been reduced to 18% from the previously taxed 28%. Along with this, the government has cut down the tax rates on job work for manufacture of bricks from 12% to 5%, easing rural housing costs and supporting MSME running brick kilns. The significant reduction in the building items will not just lower the cost of construction expenses but will also create jobs in the elite sector. The rationalization under GST 2.0 will provide relief to the consumer and manufacturers that will boost the housing industry. With Soumya Sharan Rohan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. On the eighth day of Navratri, devotees celebrate the divine and graceful form of Goddess Durga known as Mahagauri, which symbolizes purity, serenity, and the victory of good over evil. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended their greetings to citizens living in India and abroad on the occasion of Durga Puja today. In Assam, Durga Puja is being celebrated with grandeur and devotion as the state joins the rest of the country in observing the festival amid lights, music and cultural fervour. We have more from our correspondent.
Durga Puja stands as one of the most celebrated festival of Assam. The capital city Guwahati alone has over 500 massive Durga Puja pandals. Almost all the Durga Puja committees across the state design the massive Durga Puja pandals with various motifs and themes which are trending across the globe to attract more people into their pandals apart from disseminating constructive messages for the people. Devotees are offering prayers to Goddess Durga in these pandals with devotion and religious fervor. This year, Durga Puja celebrations overshadowed by the passing of the legendary singer Zubin Garg, and almost all pandals are playing his song and dedicated a special corner to his memory. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The Tamil Nadu police has arrested three persons in connection with the Karur stampede case. Tamizhaga Vetri Karagam functionaries Madhya Aragan and Masi Pavanraj were summoned by the Karur police last evening. After a detailed inquiry, they were arrested by the police and were produced before the court. In Vietnam, the death toll from Typhoon Bualoi has risen to 19, with 88 injured and 13 people missing. More than 1,05,000 houses were unroofed or damaged. In cricket, the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will kick off today with the opening match between hosts India and Sri Lanka in Guwahati at 3 this afternoon. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. The Election Commission to publish final electoral roll today ahead of Bihar Assembly polls. India welcomes US's plan to end Gaza conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi terms it viable pathway to peace. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says interoperability and jointness of Indian armed forces played pivotal role during Operation Sindoor. Durga Ashtami is being celebrated today. Death toll from Typhoon Bualoi in Vietnam rises to 19. And ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 begins in Guwahati, India to face Sri Lanka in opening match. And with that, we end the midday news.